So they called out the National Guard in Georgia. Hundreds across the nation wounded in the last 4 or 5 days. How many dead? Chicago, New York, Philadelphia, Ragged Edge. It is a ragged edge of a world, presuppositional analysis, analyzing what people believe and why they do what they do, the spirit of chaos and anarchy. Hey, do you see the dark side spirit behind all this? Do you see anything like that happening at all? Could the devil be in the details of the violence, the bloodshed? How about the philosophy? I mean, the things people believe that motivate them. So now black militia out walking around with major weapons. So welcome to the Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast today. This is Russ Dizdar. Glad you're here with us. And I want you to I want you to know there's peace like a river, there really is, and there is an assurance by the very hand of God that he's going to carry us through, and yet God gives wisdom, God gives a heads up, God tells us radical evil, it is real. And the sad thing is there's millions embracing, and they're literally being corrupted. Well, when you embrace deception, the corruption grows deep. The rationalizations, well, listen, the devil rationalizes, blame shifts. You know what he does? Devil in the details, presuppositional analysis, spirit of chaos and anarchy. Today on the live Ragged Edge Radio broadcast, if you want the live notes, we've got those already. They are on the raggededgeradio.com. This is Russ Dizdar. Glad you're here today. We missed you there for a couple of days. We had a little bit of problem. One of the days, problems with the major web services that we have, and difficulty in the MP3s. So we have a little difficulty there. We're trying to work out. We have not got the responses yet to get those fixed for everybody. We also want you to know that Facebook, our main page, 24,000 people connected. Well, they've kept us off now for 2 weeks. I'm not saying we have not gotten banned. They just required us to put in a bunch of information. Well, we did all that again and again. We've been told on the site that when we go through all that process that we're approved and all that, but they haven't allowed us to post anything at all. I mean, just nothing. And so if you have not seen me posting and interacting and answering, it's because we can't. Facebook has done something to lock us out of that. So we did start a Twitter feed, Russ Dizdar at Twitter, or Twitter, I'm just starting, just so I can post and put out things and comment on things. And listen, there is an answer in all of this. There really is an answer at the foot of the cross. There's a Savior that came to beat this thing called sin and help close the door on the other side, the spirit of chaos and anarchy. And I believe that's a real presence behind all this. And if you believe the Bible, Ephesians 4, if you've got anger that gets into rage, that gets into bitterness and goes on day after day, if it's seething within, it's very clear the devil can get a hold of that and make it, massively, irrationally worse in the sense that burning and looting and killing and bringing it all down. I saw a man walking down the street. This is on a video clip. It's all over the web now. There was a man angry walking down, and he punches a 93-year-old woman that's holding onto a walker. He clocks her, and she goes to the ground. Couple things like that happened. Now, when I think in terms of the 8-year-old, the 3-year-old, the 6-year-old, and the rest of them have been shot, I watched the video of the man walking his daughter across the street, and the car comes by. Man puts out his hand with a gun and shoots him dead. there his daughter is looking on. Now, I don't know about you, but that's a sad situation in the world that you and I live in as believers in Christ. Then you're going to have to, and I'm going to have to scream out to pastors and leaders, I'm telling you, last 30 years or so, massive, massive suppression in the area of prayer. I don't know if you know that or believe that, but I'm going to tell you that I believe that, that there's been a massive, massive just suppression, a crippling of the church by suppression, by a quieting down, and then of decades of developing just simply spectators. So I'm going to tell you again, we're all about empowering you and telling you that God has designed you to be very powerful, very active. You are the primary activists on the planet and the most backed supernaturally and enhanced and guided. And that's what I want every single believer in Christ. And I want to welcome you. This is Russ Dizdar, Ragged Edge Radio Broadcast, main website behind all this, shatterthedarkness.net. Don't forget the training courses for many of the new folks. Look on shatterthedarkness.net, scroll down a little bit, on prophecy, on spiritual warfare, books of the Bible. I mean, there's hundreds of hours that you can download. There's workbooks and things that go with it. But I want you to know that we're going to be on some radio programs coming up, I believe, with Omega Man and others that we've been trying to catch up with, a TV show and some other things. We'll be out there doing some virtual conferences here this month in July. And the Nephilim Again conference, well, that's on in September. We've not been shut down, and I'm going to tell you right now, we put a notice up that for any reason that we're shut down, if you bought a ticket, and they're not refundable because the money has gone out to the conference centers and all that kind of stuff. So here's what we do. You can transfer, but that's not the big issue. We've only had, I think, three people that sought to cancel. And if they cancel us out there in Newark, Ohio, in mid-September, for any if it's a COVID thing or whatever else, well, then here's how we're going to do it. We're going to then jump into live stream. So if you've got your ticket, you will get the live stream, which you can keep on your computer and go to anytime you want to. You'll have all of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And then you will also be sent the entire DVD set. So, and let me tell you this, we are going to do DVDs, but they're going to cost a little bit more after the 18th of September. So if you've already bought your ticket, and if you buy your ticket up through the 17th, and for any reason, we're going to tell you way in advance. Matter of fact, by the 10th of August, we will make sure we know with clarity, so that if we are having to change to a virtual conference, we'll do that. You'll be into that, and you'll watch all of that. And if you bought the ticket, then you will also get sent to you the DVDs. So I think that's a pretty good thing, and we're going to try to give you the best we can. But I'm looking forward to a conference. I wouldn't mind seeing everybody. I don't know about social distancing, because if you know me at the conferences, I'm a hugger. I like to hug with and pray with people and in your face praying and all that. I know the governor of California has told all Christians no singing in the churches, no hymns, no praise songs. I would do it anyway. Gonna have to do this. Believers are gonna have to respond and decide what you're gonna do when it comes to. There's kind of craziness. Thank God for James chapter 1. In the midst of things, we count it pure joy. We trust the Lord. We build in our perseverance, and character is developed, and we get answers. God gives wisdom generously. And I want you to know that He does, and we need that wisdom today in the middle of things. You've heard the book, A People's History of the United States. That book is part of the reason why you're seeing the violent activism that you're seeing out there, that has kind of a I hate America, Marxist communist push to it. Now, Howard Zinn, that's very famous, wrote the materials, wrote the book, and hundreds and hundreds, well, thousands and thousands of students in the last number of decades have read his materials and been influenced and so forth. by a lot of those college professors. Well, there's a new book out in debunking Howard Zinn's book. And I'm going to quote Gabber, the author of the new book, Debunking Howard Zinn, and his, well, I watched a video, and I'm saying that I've noticed a very deep, a real sense of hatred towards and everything he has to say, but yet there's a lot lacking in what he says, and obviously he avoids the larger side of the truth. Now, here's what Gabber says, quote, "Most of Zinn's bad history comes from the fact that he was willing to falsify American history to promote communism," writes Gabber. "Zinn wanted to abandon disinterested scholarship to effect a revolution in the academy and ultimately in the larger world," writes Gabber. "Zinn constantly chose ideology and propaganda over true telling of history." It goes on to say, "Zinn continuously broke the standards of the American Historical Association, misrepresenting sources, omitting critical information, falsifying evidence, and even plagiarism." Gabber asks a good question at the end of her book. Would Zinn's defenders support distorted history for another purpose? Although most would answer no, there are still many who aren't willing to decry Zinn's book. Gabber sums up Zinn's book. Now, I'm telling you about a book that's influenced thousands, that even college professors that are there now have been influenced and give out and use. Even high school students have been given a People's History of the United States. Very skewed, very extraordinarily one-sided as I begin to look at it and read into it. But Gabber went into a deep study of this, thus writing her book, debunking Zinn. The stories he put into People's History of the United States weren't balanced factual history, but crude morality tales designed to destroy Americans' patriotism and turn them into radical leftists. So I want you to hear what I said before about Marxism, that it also has. See, I believe there's, I believe philosophy can be literally satanic, dadake, satanas. I mean, obviously, when there's a scrubbing out, scrub God out of the picture, not only scrub God out of the picture, but promote a very aggressive anti-God position with no other answer, of course. No other answer. That's part of the issue with angry atheists, too. Angry Marxists that are just wanting revolution and wanting change. So when we see what's happening now, when you're seeing the hundreds that have been out there, all the violence and looting and shooting and killing and tearing down, and the independent violence and the, listen, you know where the lot of blame, again, the blame, like the Washington mayor up there, or the Seattle mayor, the Atlanta mayor, the Chicago mayor, as I listened to them over the weekend, as I listened yesterday and today, them trying to blame shift all the murders, black on black crime, number one cause of black. Well, you know what? It's not the number one cause. The murder of black lives, the slaughter of black lives is, black on black crime is number two in the killing of black Americans. Do you know what number one is? Almost unthinkable, egregious, shoved way to the right or the left, hidden away, number one cause of the murder of and slaughter of, homicide of black lives, abortion. Number one killer. Number two, black on black crime. So when we look at that, the whole of the truth, all the truth must come out. If we're going to talk about all the injustice, then all the concepts, every single thing concerning injustice and all the factors need to be put out there also. So you're seeing this, and the problem is half truths, even falsification there that leads to great anger and great release. Marxist ideology, revolution. The answer is kill others. Well, did you see the stories? They're all on the live notes. The racist letter that the mayor, I guess it was a mayor that, was it a mayor? A commissioner, a candidate. He finally admits that he wrote the racist letter to himself. He wrote the letter to himself. Now, I don't know about you, but I think that when you see something like that, there again is the promotion of, and very disturbing concerning instigating, influencing, fanning the flames of protest one thing, but protest that is violent and vulgar and turns into destruction. What are you going to do if your car is circled and they begin to get on top of the hood? What are you going to do if they come to your house and begin to mark or come in or break wind? What are you going to do? I mean, what's going to happen? Because I think everybody understands right now that if mayors are going to shut down the police, if they're going to shut down those who are here to bear the sword and the evildoer, to engage, to do what they're supposed to do, to shut down the overwhelmingly good, 98% good officers everywhere, thousands and thousands of you, well, then I'm going to say that that's a clear, definitive answer this last couple of weekends, and especially the last weekend. And then what you see, if you do not deal with the truth, if you do not say what it is, it's not the community people that killed. I mean, the mayor of Atlanta, the Atlantic of Georgia, the Atlanta mayor, I was stunned. I'm speechless because they did not say the reason for all the deaths, all the shootings, all the killings, including kids, black on black crime. Same in Philadelphia. Same in the area where I live. The same in New York, and the same in Chicago, and all over. And it's so out of hand. And so the mayor there in Atlanta, first of all, is like, well, the cops should have been there. And we're mad at the people of the community that did this. Well, let's get down to the factors again. Number one cause of black lives being killed in my view, is a homicide, is abortion. Number two is black-on-black crime. So we have to engage that in the context. So what do you do when it comes down to what, and that's where I'm saying this Dr. Professor Zinn and his book concerning a history of America. It is a book that does inflame. It is a book that can get somebody so absolutely skewed in their views. This is why there's a revolution in the context of the where we're living right now. So where you're living, where I'm living, COVID shut down, more things shut down. The governor of California, you can't go in there. You know, if you want to gather in churches by a few, every 25% of you can gather, but no singing. No worship. Maybe you could just mouth the words, just kind of fake the words and... Well, I think that there's got to be a reaction by the body of Christ. And I'm saying one of those is to become as spiritually strong and rely on the weapons of our spiritual warfare. And I'm going to tell you again, prayer, unless the church returns to that massive Book of Acts style, chapter 4, kind of raising your voices to engage the issues and to pray the advance of the cause of Christ and to pray against radical evil. Well, then again, I believe the church is subnormal and powerless, and is not a factor in the context of all the hellishness that's coming on. And you can't sit back and say, well, this is the worst of the worst. No, it is not the worst of the worst. Jesus, Luke's Gospel 21, not just the wars, rumors of wars, deception, earth changes, earthquakes, and the pestilence, Then there's the terrors and terrorism, violence, exactly what we're seeing, than the things in the sky. So there's more to come. And so I want to know in your life if peace has been removed. I mean, do you still know who you believe? Do you still walk with the God of heaven? Do you understand still the backing that God gives you? And I'm going to include the good cops in that also, that God backs you, and good government. Now, God's hand is against those who are not doing his will. Romans 13, government. You're supposed to do only good in the biblical context of definition of that, and promote, influence, and commend good, but also bear the sword and the evildoer. If not, it'll get out of hand. If not, it'll get a hand. Canada, there's one of the major leaders of Black Lives Matter. Major proclamation he's declaring. Let me read it to you. Celebrated BLM Toronto leader called white people subhuman and genetic defects. Now he's deleted his post since. I can understand why he's deleted it, because that's whether that's what he really believes or just the anger and all the rest. So I'm going to tell you again that the devil's in the details. Anybody that has an unrighteous anger, an anger that is just dealt with, and an anger that is just becoming irrational, an anger that is one-sided and just filled with and moving to bitterness and resentments and all the rest, guarantee you've given the devil a foothold. And that comes in, then that moves into crowds. If you get a professor that is just living on the anger and wants to do all that he can to influence, and it's, you know, you begin to see that it's all one-sided. So I'm going to tell you right now, Marxism and much of this philosophy strand of Hell's Kitchen that promotes these concepts. So presuppositional. Cornelius Van Til, the great apologist. Francis Schaeffer, the great apologist, taught the principle of presuppositional analysis, analyzing what it is somebody believes. What does Professor Zinn believe? What do the professors at Harvard and Yale and many other places, Penn State, what does... See, I've been to a number of schools, and I've taught here and there all over, and so it's a neat thing to, you know, police academies and Bible schools and secular schools and all the rest, and, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands of books and all that. Everybody speaks from a position of, you know, what they hold, what they're holding, and sometimes what they believe. And sometimes you've got to kind of analyze, is this Marxist belief? Is this anti-God, anti-Christ, kind of a atheistic, communistic, anti-God, anti-Christ? You know, Marx didn't want, matter of fact, Marx, I believe, according to Wombrandt, I believe he did embrace the devil directly. I believe he definitely had a like of and a embrace of. And I believe when you become that angry, and when you're going to spout anti-God, anti-Christ philosophy, that is going to be used for what? Revolution? Revolution to what? I mean, revolution to what? What occurred since then? I mean, you can look at we can all look at all nations. How, you know, and people say, well, Russ, don't you understand that? Look at America and the evil things that it's done. Isn't God going to judge America? Sure he is. He's going to do that. Not you, not me, but he's going to do that. And he's going to judge Russia, and he's going to judge China, and he's going to judge all the nations of the world. So what else are we going to do when it comes down to that? I mean, God is God, and God engages. He'll deal with the nations. I got another real report, a little report. Cops get $1,000. There's a local church where they decided to give them, and I think my link to that is wrong on the pages, but it's a story concerning simply a church that decided to give help and aid, and I think that is a good thing. Honestly, I think that you commend good. You do what is good. You know, you got to understand right now that officers across the land are push back on their heels. There are those who are going to do their job regardless. They know what their job is. Their God-given job, their assignment, what they're supposed to be doing. And for any mayor to shut them down, vilify them, and then have explosions of massive crime, and they need to be honest about the crime and who's doing it, and then simply, we didn't have enough cops. There wasn't enough cops there. They're going to blame the cops again. So I really believe that you and I, as believers, and thousands of believers all across this land, you've got to be part of the removal. We cannot just sit back. See, we're the light of the world. God wants us to be involved. If you're not in there, somebody else will be. If you're not in there to bring influence, if you're not in there to bring a godly and good influence, whether that's in the presidency, that's in the Senate, in the House, in every level, mayor, you can see it right now. The biases, even in the Supreme Court. How, you know, if all they vote on, if the vote is just simply, if the issue is, if it's a liberal cause only. See, I can't understand how any Supreme Court justice has, if they vote for abortion and they vote to keep it wide open. And see, I don't understand that. I can't understand. I wonder whether they've ever looked at one. Seen a living baby in the side of a belly, and watch the murder of it, the killing, the execution, and then the slicing. I mean, I know to talk about it's gruesome, but it's gruesome, and a life has been taken. So there's that has to become, and see, I believe 500,000, a million believers, strong and powerful, protesting, speaking, educating, praying. It should be 30 million believers doing this, probably would have been dealt with. That's got to be abolished. You want something to be active about? I want every single, student, college student, anyone involved in any of the activism. Can you stop for a moment, step back, and simply look at an abortion, look at a partial birth, see what happens there, see what occurs there. Does that not outrage you? Could that have been your brother, sister, or you in the context of this? So I can't understand. See, that's why I can't buy Starbucks coffee. Because of their money being given to Planned Parenthood to kill babies and slaughter them. There's positions that believers in Christ, you got to take these. Can I vote for a Democratic individual? Can I give money to? If I know that part of their aim is a defiant commitment to the abortion of babies, the killing of babies, and taking, reinstituting millions and millions of dollars to go in that direction. See, I really believe there's got to be a lot of, you cannot just, there's no such thing as being neutral. You cannot just, nobody can just sit back and be neutral nowadays. Not with what you're seeing going on. And I'm going to tell you again that I believe that there's no question that that becoming spiritually empowered, wise, biblically, you know, just lit up and part of a mission. The greatest mission, boots on the ground mission today, is evangelism. There's the power of God. There's redemption. There's God reaching down into the call. You know, where that hatred and racism and race baiting and lying and murder and looting, where does it come from? Jesus said, from inside the heart. All that evil proceeds out of the heart. He's here to change the heart. He's here to change your lives. He's here to change that. And that's what we have to look at. That I think is vital in this context. So if you have the live notes today, I hope you do, and there you can go to shatterthedarkness.net, but easier, go to theraggededgeradio.com. See where it says live notes, click on that. I have at the top then the latest one, July 7th. It's still going on with the overall series, Whose Life Matters? Because I want you to make it very clear, I know your life matters. Your life matters based on Jesus, God in human flesh at the cross, coming to redeem us, coming to, seeking to save that which is lost. So I don't know if you understand, you know, all those that are listening understand that in the world that we live in, humanity is flawed. It's not just flawed, corrupted. Sin inside of our hearts and lives. People are sinning against God by racism, race baiting, lying, looting, burning, killing, beating. Even the verbal content is horrific. And in that context, well, analyze what Black Lives Matter believes. Analyze what the other Antifa, Order of the Nine Angles. Now, they're all being said to be in there. They're all going to go down to that place in Georgia, I believe. And so others, militia now are going to come out, and others are going to come out. And if you've seen the videos or on television, any of the news, an entire black, what do you want to call it, grouping, heavily armed individuals who are lambasting Black Lives Matter, by the way, and declaring they're not a part of that, because they're not a part of talking. They're going to be a part of action. What are they going to do with their weapons? What's going to happen when as we know in Atlanta, as we know in Georgia right now, they've called out the National Guard today. So the National Guard's going to be involved. That's the big thing everybody was concerned about. They get involved, shooting starts. Does military, as in the past, major riots and so forth, will they be called in? Well, listen, let's take a moment and look at page 2 in the notes. I've written these words. I don't think you can understand the struggle without knowing about the corruption within and the dark presence without. Thus, humanity and the movements are not the final savior, but are in need of one. Humanity's not, and the movements that are out there, those are not the saviors. But humanity's in need of one. So you look at the number of points I put here, and you're going to see 4 of them right away. Is there a perfect society in a fallen world? Now, that's premise number 1. What do you believe about the world that you live in? Do you believe this is the way humanity's supposed to be? I think if you say no, it's because inside of you know that this is wrong. I mean, every movement that I've looked at, I don't care if it's Marxism, I don't care if it's Black Lives Matter, I don't care what group I've looked, Order of the Nine Angles, there's a recognition of things wrong, imperfect, and yet a lot of blame shifting, which we saw right in the garden in the very beginning. I mean, we see the blame shifting right then. Adam blames the woman blames the serpent. Both of them are the ones culpable. There's all kinds of things around us to bring up excuses why we did what we did, but we did it. We chose. Was there another way? Did you have to break the windows? Did you have to beat the 93-year-old woman in the face? Did you have to shoot the guy in the back of the head? Did you have to bloody the person and stomp the person? Did you have to do that? And then they screech the justification, as did the Nazis, as did Pol Pot, as did Stalin in the Purge, as we can go back to Genghis Khan if you want to. We can go back to all of it, Asian and black and white. It is not a skin thing. It is a sin thing. And you got to get that in your heart and mind. Perfect society, not here, not now, not here, not when sin is still abounding, not when Satan is still the god of this world. 2 Corinthians 4:4, you know that one, right? So name the perfect society here on the planet. I mean, there's nations that compare themselves with other nations, and then there's histories of nations that were better at one time than another. The rise and fall of nations, the rise and fall of civilizations, the rise and fall of people, the life and the death. Think of anybody from 150 years ago. They're all dead. They're all gone. And God, the scripture, God says the wages of sin is death. That which came into us, that's that which we did, that which opened the door to the corruption within and then comes out of us, that imperfection is from within. Now, we can easily sit around and say, oh, that person lied to me, I'm mad at them. That person cussed at me, I'm mad at them. That person bullied me, I'm mad at them. The question is, what have you done? I mean, the Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. Obviously, some have lived out that sin nature more than others. Adulteries and killings and murders and slaughtering and all that, pedophiles and drug pushers, and all that comes from, as Jesus said, within, from a dark and corrupted heart. That corruption includes death. See, a human being can't get rid of the corruption. You can have outside moral laws. You can have family. You can have family that's done things. You can reap what you've sown and feel the pain in that reaping, the destruction in that reaping, the way you treated your spouse, the way you treated your family, the way you treated your workplace. You got fired. You got divorced. You got left. Your sin. Your sin has consequences. Sin can affect others. Sin can harm others. Sin can be very distasteful to others. And so when you're living out your sin, don't be surprised when people are moving away and getting out, and because you're reaping what you're sowing and you're bringing destruction. This is the book of Galatians 5. This is a definition out of Romans 8 and Galatians 5 concerning sarx, the sin nature. Every single human being, red, yellow, black, white, brown, everything in between. Olive skinned, right? Yeah. All have sinned. It's very clear, Romans, all have sinned. You've got defect inside you. I mean, there's college girls and college guys and all your sex stuff and the guilt and the anger and the madness and the hurt and the abortion. There's consequences for all that we do. You lie, then you got to be a bigger lie, then a bigger lie, then a bigger lie, then you're kicked out of college. And you're in trouble and break down all your relationships around you. So in the fallen world that we live in, I wonder if Marx ever understood, or if he's just beaten up in life and angry. It's kind of like Muhammad, just beaten up and angry. Where there is angry, a deep possibility of satanic philosophy is embraced. A hardness of heart. An anger that is just unleashed. It can happen with bikers, it can happen to tribes, it can happen with individuals. It can, you know, that's some of the shootings, some of the school shootings, angry, bullied individuals that didn't want anymore. And that was their response, right? No. Was it rationalized in their minds? Wrongly. Being sinned against can be hurtful. But if your response is sin, it's fire fighting fire. And then when that anger and that fire is raging, and you don't even know, the devil steps in and fuels it to go beyond what you've had. There are so many individuals that have been so angry, they've done things and said things they wished. There are prisoners that wish they never would have done what they did. There's people right now, I have no question, there are looters, rioters, killers, others that are wishing they didn't do what they did. They just don't know what happened. They just became so angry and so mad. You see it in tribes. You see it in families. I mean, there's a good movie, an old, not just a number of years ago, the movie Hatfields and McCoys. Look at the revenge. Look at the fighting. Look at the reasoning behind it all. Look at the rationalization. Look at the almost like never ending. And sin. God says it's all sin. Sinning against God. It is. I absolutely, totally despise slavery. But you go back to the Romans and the Greeks, and you go back to the Persians, you go back to the Egyptians over the Israelites, you go back to the Asians and Japanese and Chinese. Every color does this sin. And if you're coming out of that world of it, I mean, you know, look at Black Africa right now. Do a little study on the slavery that was going on before the dumb white people came down and joined in. Look at the enslavement that was already going on. Look at the rape, the enslaving, and the killing throughout all of Africa. Do a little study of Sudan. Do a little study of human trafficking out of Africa, or out of Asia, out of Thailand. The Albanians, the Russians, the whites, the blacks, the red. Yes, all sinned. Yeah, do we got this yet? You're all sinners. I'm a sinner. We all sinned. And corruption is inside. And outside God's help, that corruption becomes inflamed, rationalized, becomes systems of intellectual, seemingly intellectual thought, atheism, being an agnostic, being nihilism, existentialism, Marx. A lot of the devil's philosophy, scrubbing out God, excusing self, no redemption, no salvation, no answer, nothing for the future, just 6 feet deep in the dirt, X's in the eyes, and then what? Point two, page two. The sins of history, subjugation, self-exaltation, survival. I mean, think in terms of the first murder in all of history. We even looked at this in criminology course in Akron U when I was there. In the military science I was in the criminology courses, and specifically criminology, this was the big study for me. I mean, studying the serial murderers, rapists, killers, and things, and all the crime stuff over the years, it's pretty sickening to see the slides of the ways in which and the manner in which John Wayne Gacy and Ted Bundy, and you could name 1,000 others, did what they did. It's unbelievable. As I sit here talking to you right now, I've got a picture in my mind of the girl in Lancaster, Linda. She was abducted or taken or gone about 2 weeks ago. We have it on the preempter. If you don't get the preempter, go to shatterthedarkness.net or theraggededgeradio.com. Just put your email address in. 5 times at least a week, we'll send you out the newest information, newest MP3s. Most everything is free except of course the publishers, you can't do that. And I apologize concerning, I no ads here, but the publishers, they just simply out of nowhere went up in, I'm looking to see what I'm going to do about this. Been negated from offering discounts myself, but they went up $2-3 in a book, per book stuff. And it's not good. I'm glad that all that we offer with is hundreds of hours of training and MP3s and everything I'm going to be teaching in classes. You're going to have, I have right next to me here, the Book of Acts chapter 4 getting ready to go up. More on the prayer volume going up. More training here and there, all that we can get up there. But I'm going to tell you again the sins of history. If you begin to look at it the way God spoke to the... See, I don't think, again, humanity wasn't made for this in the beginning. The corruption, the absence, scrubbing God out is what occurs in the exchange. We are, as humans, godless as far as inside of us. We're not what we were. We're fallen. All of sin and fallen. We're fallen. That fallenness is one thing, falling away from the glory of God, but also it has the concept of Romans 8 or Galatians 5, corruption. Inside, there's a corrupting presence, I believe, animates DNA, the totality of our being. It's just in there. That's why your three-year-old can lie to you. It's why a three-year-old can hit another kid in the playroom and take a toy away that wasn't theirs. There's a nature inside. We as humans have fallen. We as humans have been infected. This is way beyond COVID, my friends. This is the very nature of our existence. And this causes us to be, we are subjugated. We are slaves to sin, Romans 6. Because of this nature of sin, the operative nature, it's a code within us. Some call it the sin code, the sin force. Inside of us, the sin codex. Operative, Romans 8, that principle inside has a natural antagonism, hostility towards God. Doesn't want to submit to what? Doesn't want nothing about God. Sin doesn't want that. You know why? It's an extension of the very nature of the fallen cherub. And I mean, so-called intellectual secular history doesn't want to hear about this. Tough. You're blinded. You're living in half a world. You're looking through a glass, cracked, understanding. There is real sin. There is a real devil. There is real darkness. And the devil inflames and grabs a hold of and fuels anger to look what's burning. Look how many dead in the last 14 to 21 days. How many going to go? You know, there are those that got away with it. You know, there's those. For now, everybody will be dealt with. All the pedophiles, all the sinners, all the blood, everybody, all the mayors, and you know, all of them will be eventually called to be accountable to God. Because it comes back to that: white, black, red, yellow. We're not just really accountable to each other. If you make it that way, then it's the constant Hatfields and McCoys and fighting and battling and lying and cheating and rationalizing and hitting and subjugating and killing and getting rid. Bury. That's what Cain did. He buried his own brother. After he slaughtered him, he buried him to get rid of him. And God showed up. God knew exactly what occurred. God said his blood cries out. Any blood in America crying out? And you can say, well, the Native Indians, look what's done. Listen, I know one of the great chiefs right now. He's been in my home. Chief Joseph River and his wife. Incredible individuals. Tano tribe. They deeply understand what occurred to them in their histories. They also deeply understand sin. That's why they've turned to Christ, the living Savior. That's why he's a born-again believer in Jesus, Joseph Riverwind. And this is why there's an acknowledgement. Before the whites ever showed up, did Native Americans kill each other? Did they rape each other? Did they cannibalize? Were they into dark things? Were there shamans? Were there skinwalkers? You ever read the whole history? Look at the history of black. Look at the history of red. Look at the history of Asian and yellow and all. Look at all of it. Don't you understand? All have sinned. There's also a self-exaltation. You're absolutely right that the Nazis were exalting themselves and they looked at the Jews as a pig race. The very things this Black Lives Matter leader in Toronto was just saying about white individuals. That philosophy is straight out of Hell's Kitchen. And when all this is going on, a lot of it is just survival. Among the Native Indians, there was a lot of survival, you know, when it came down to ultimately subjugating and more of the Europeans coming here. There's no question about the in Canada, in Australia, there needs to be great repentance of all these sins, but it comes down to the individual, you know, what you have done. Don't let the devil put false guilt on you, but go ahead and understand. Nehemiah did this in chapter 1 when they were, when the people of God were all put under subjugation and they were all, you know, there's another, you know, demonic nation that have taken over and Nehemiah hears the report and he repents and part of his repentance is, we have sinned against God. And that's going to be true. In all the nations of the world, including here, you know, if the sin will, listen, every nation, every individual reaps what they sow based on what they do and say. And it's that battle. You're subjugating others or being subjugated. You're exalting yourself or devolving others. It's a battle. It's a survival sometimes. Point three, sin blinds perspective. Now, I'm going to tell you again, when it comes down to the principle of darkness inside a human being, down to the very structure of a human being, it corrupts perspectives. Did Marx have a corrupted perspective? What about Stalin? What about Hitler? What about Charles Manson? What about the Order of the Nine Angles? What about the Boogaloo Brothers? What about Antifa right now? What about George Soros right now? What about Howard Zinn? What about rioters that inflame many and they go off in a godless conquest, a godless revolution produces subjugation, self-exaltation, only to foster the brutalized to form a new perspective and a new position and do the same all over again. Look at history. You have fallen from the glory of God. I have fallen from the glory of God. Mankind has. There's corruption. And there's no system. Marx doesn't have a redemptive issue. The Order of the Nine Angles, there's a lot of these groups, all they care about is civil war, anarchy, bloodshed, dig it all up, and then what? Antifa, and then what? Order of the Nine Angles, and then what? What about, what's next, Boogaloo? What's next? Who's going to rule? Take a look at the Chop Zone. Seattle. Point four, the spiritual nature of societal evil. There's an outside, devil, demonic side that brought down a third of the angels, brought down the human race. The human race believed and exchanged the glory of God. They're here, whether you like it or not. They're deceiving billions, the aliens, the grandpas and the dead ancestors, the great white brotherhood, the spirit guides. You know, all that presence is here. And those embracing the deception, well, I have to ask then, I would ask Zen, where's God? And he would probably just blame religious people, religion. I'd ask Dawkins, where's God? Well, there's no God there. Just blame religion, get mad. What's the answer? Where we come from? Where we, you know, why are we here? Where are we going? Don't know. The outside, dark presence. And I'm going to tell you right now, because of that dark side presence, whether some believe what I'm saying or not about that side, its influence in an individual life, in groups, its powers behind political ideology, Nazis. What was behind Stalin? What was behind Marx? Outside, there's a dark, dark presence, guides and directs. Influences minds, a liar, a deceiver, a murderer, uses people to accomplish its ultimate goal, which is scrub God and become gods, all a lie. You're dissolved in nothing. You're left with nothing. You're a pile of dried skeletal bones. And then where are you at? Inside sin. Inside, we're going to take a look at that in a moment. Inside is that reality. Can you stop for a moment, look in the mirror? I've only had one person in all of my life tell me that they thought they have never sinned. Sin, doing wrong. And it means doing wrong against God, violating. God says, don't murder anybody. God says, don't lie, don't cheat, don't rape, don't do the drug stuff, don't be greedy. Don't give the devil a foothold when it comes to unbridled anger. God says that. Why don't we just step back? God says love everybody. God says don't self-exalt. God says there's, in the biblical picture, red, yellow, black, white, brown, precious in God's sight. So much so that God would come and shed his blood on a cross to break the power inside of us. And outside of us. Did you know that when someone comes to Jesus Christ and Christ comes in their life, the that inside power of sin, that sin code is broken? Romans 6, Romans 8. New life, new power for living, new understanding. Out of the darkness into God's light. And also severs the control of the dark side, Satan and demons. That happens when you get saved. There's an answer, redemption, Christ. There's an answer, peace like a river, new life, God, the perspective of God coming back. So let me ask the man with the machine gun. Let me ask the man that's angry and cussing. Let me ask the girls on the streets screaming in the faces of cops spreading COVID. Where'd all that anger come from? Where's it going? What are you going to do? How did it get so hyped up and hyped out? Is some of this a performance for everybody else to see and be applauded by it? You ever read Romans chapter 1, verse 18 on down? Come on, college student, why don't you read it once? Romans chapter 1, verse 18 on down. I'd like to see the Marxists read that. Order the nine angels? Well, there's a little bit of difference there. They know the dark side. They're using or being used by that dark side. See, everybody that thinks they're using dark side powers and or they have powers, Luciferians, Satanists, and witches and so forth, you're not using them. They're using you. That's the nature of that game. They're simply using you in this context. So you got to deal with the outside. And that reality, how does a human being, fallen, separated, given the rights over, how do you deal with Satan and demons in that reality? If you do nothing, you'll see them sooner or later. See, I'm in France a couple of years ago. We get on a major train ride from Paris going down. We're going past Nice. We pick up this rock and roll rap group that gets on the train with us and sits right next to us. They're from New Jersey, United States. They're doing a concert tour. We start to talk a little bit, and one of the black guys with all the chains around his neck and all the stuff starts talking about a spirit in the house, and we got into talking about demons. The terror! Some of them didn't want to continue to talk. Once they began to hear what we had to say, and one saw the book that I wrote, and they began to talk about that, they wanted answers, but I kept giving the ultimate answer that Jesus has come to give you new life, to save you. That's the ultimate answer, is it not? So we got to witness, seeing the fear, seeing that there's no answer, seeing what individuals are afraid of. I'm very convinced many people are afraid. The devil's just behind their necks. Breathing down your neck. See, I believe, in what I know in spiritual warfare, and so many of you know me, I believe that that presence over cities, in areas, when you have dark oppression, all of it results into lies, in flaming, and killing, and destruction. That's the devil's philosophies. It's him. I plead with you. I want to know whether you're a child of God. I want to know whether you've been set free. I want to know whether you're a slave to sin, a slave to Satan. Outside of, you know, Jesus can come in and set you free. He can come in and break all of that. Just utterly destroy all that. Forgiveness is but a moment away. God's power, God's light, God's grace. You want to talk about being a part of a movement that's forever? You want to talk about a movement where ultimately the peace will come like a river? Never again racism, never again subjugation, never again a rape, never again the violence of war. Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come, summoning you, calling you, seeking to save that which is lost. If you don't know him, you're lost, you're separated, you're vulnerable. You got to come to Christ. You got to give him your life. You gotta come and bow your knee to only God, because only God can fix that inside of you. Only He can do that. We'll continue with this in the notes tomorrow. Ragged Edge Radio broadcast. This is Russ. We pray, God, stretch out your hands over every life. God, we pray that you save today, that you heal today, that you deliver today, that you open eyes today, God. Father, stretch out your hands for revival. Stretch out your hands. Release the body of Christ, that powerful church. Love you tonight. Really do. I love you. May God touch your life, help you today in Jesus' name. Keep us in your prayers. Keep us in support. Thank you for all of you that do. That's why we can do all that we do. Worldwide, we love you. 160-some nations, we love you deeply. The center of that love is God. The center of that love is Christ. Red, yellow, black, or white. Do you have any idea that even as a saved individual isn't a perfect individual, but God can put a love in your heart for everyone? Yeah, go ahead, spit in my face. You know, another punch, another kick, another whatever. But here's Jesus standing there forgiving you. The sad thing is, if you live your life by the sword, Jesus said you're going to die by it. Hey, out of time. See you tomorrow. Good night.